Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. On Wednesday, December the 11th, thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. And our top story today is that some Maidstone businesses have been accused of trying to con the public by displaying the wrong food hygiene rating or none at all. And investigations found 9 out of 10 restaurants and takeaways with low scores in the town were misleading customers about what scores they had. Now, in England, it's actually not compulsory to display your rating. Chris Elliott is from the Chartered Institute of Environmental Health. He's been speaking to our colleague Gabriel Morris from the local Democracy Reporting Service.
The system of food hygiene ratings is there to inform us, but also to protect us. So those businesses that score highly, the fours and the fives, are doing really very, very well. Those with the lower scores, particularly the very low scores, the zeros, the ones, the twos, they basically have some major issues in terms of the ability to keep their premises as they should be in terms of safety. So businesses that are not displaying, it's generally an indication that they haven't done well, and your data is supporting that very, very nicely. But I think even worse than that is those businesses that are displaying the wrong score, they're inflating their score. That's just cheating. That's cheating all of the customers, all of the consumers, and it lulls us into a false sense of security. That place has a good hygiene system in place.
I know your organisation are making calls. You're asking the government, this needs to change. It needs to be in line with Northern Ireland and Wales. Sort of just expand on that. Why are you calling on that?
There is a completely different system in England compared with Northern Ireland and Wales. In Wales and Northern Ireland, it is compulsory. It's mandated to display. And well over 90% of businesses do that. And the businesses tend to have very high ratings because it is compulsory. And if there isn't a score on the door, then people realise there's something wrong and ask questions. In England, it is voluntary. And because it's voluntary, only about two-thirds of businesses actually bother to display. And again, we're quite sure, and your data backs this up very, very nicely, those businesses with lower ratings tend not to display. They don't actually want to advertise. Their food hygiene standards aren't top-notch.
I'm sure you've talked to the government about this. I mean, what are they saying? Why is it not mandatory in England? What have they told you?
I think what we have to look back is this system was set up more than 10 years ago. And at that time, we had a Conservative government, which were anti-bureaucracy. They didn't want to burden businesses with unnecessary bureaucratic steps. And you know, it was part of the, I call it the nanny state culture, where they didn't really want to force businesses to do anything. I mean, it is totally counterintuitive. You introduce a system, and the system is there to protect people, but you're actually telling businesses, well, don't worry, you don't have to do it properly. It's really quite poor. But of course, we have a new government, a new administration, and it is an unbelievable win for the government. You're protecting people. There's no additional costs associated with this. Food business is already paying for the service. But what we're doing is we're protecting people by mandating that it has to be displayed.
Now, we've been in touch with Maidstone Council, and they say they would support plans to make it compulsory to display current and correct food hygiene ratings. We've been finding out what people in the town think about it.
I do look at what I'm being served to like concerning anything concerning hygiene. I think we really need to take it seriously.
Is it not against the law? Yeah, I am surprised. It's never occurred to me because I just naturally think they're good hygiene because they're on the shelves.
I care about them, but I don't look at them to register what they are. It's not a case of, oh, the rating there's 5, we'll go in there.
It's best to share that and to let people know whether it's a 4 rating or even a 5 rating. It's the same aspect as if you was to go in a hotel.
Because of my stomach problem, I'm quite fussy, and certain things I can't eat, so I have to look for those things. If you show me where it is, I'll go in another moment.
You can also have a say today by commenting on the story at Kent Online or via our socials.
Kent Online News.
A man who attacked a Kent police officer with a pair of scissors has been found guilty of attempted murder. The PC suffered more than 20 injuries, mostly to the face and neck, when it happened in June last year. He'd gone to arrest Robert Jenner following reports of a naked man in Maidstone's Moat Park. The moment the 50-year-old from Albion Place barricaded himself in his flat was caught on one officer's body-worn camera.
Robert, last warning, you need to open the door. It's going to be damaged and you'll end up paying for it. Step away from the door, please, Robert.
Come on. We've got it open now, isn't it? The lock on.
Come, Rob. Open the door. It's got that against it.
Yeah, he's just barricaded. He's got lots of furniture behind the door. The door is actually open with holes in it, but he's just barricaded probably his whole flat behind the door at the moment. That's wedged in the door.
Right, come out the door now.
Come on. Give me your hand.
I've got no
Put those down now. Put them down now or you'll get sprayed again. I've got a pair of scissors. Robert?
Jenner will be sentenced at a later date. Two people have been arrested following reports of a stabbing on Sheppey. A man was taken to a London hospital for treatment after it happened in Clyde Street in Sheerness last Friday night. A 59-year-old woman and a man who's 33 are on bail while inquiries continue. Two drug dealers who organised deals in East Kent have been ordered to repay £450,000. Ryan Nicol and his brother Jordan from Folkestone used encrypted phone systems to buy and sell large amounts of drugs. The 39 and 35-year-olds from Tram Road and Atkinson Road are serving a total of more than 20 years. A former councillor and Kent teacher who was convicted of historic sex crimes has died in prison. Russell Tilson, who was 73 when he was convicted, committed offences over a 20-year period while employed at Tunbridge School. The former Shipclose in Dymchurch resident was locked up for more than 5 years last September.
Kent Online reports.
Thames Waters blaming wet weather over the spring and summer for a rise in the number of sewage leaks. More than 350 Category 1 spills were reported for the latest timeframe. That's the 6 months up to September. And it accounts to a rise of 40%. Now, it comes as a supplier which has customers in Dartford has debts that have spiralled to £15 billion. We've been getting reaction from Catherine Chapman, who's a clean water campaigner with SOS Whitstable.
Well, it's no surprise, is it? But it still makes me absolutely furious that they've had 35 years warning about global warming, about populations growing, and yet they still want to hike their prices up as much as that. It's just, especially in this literal climate and figuratively speaking, when people are absolutely scraping for every single penny. And the reason that they are not providing the service that they are supposed to be providing is because they've been paying it out in dividends. It's absolutely sickening.
As far as the sewage spills are concerned, they've blamed it on the weather and all the rain that we had in the spring and summer. Is that a reasonable excuse?
No, absolutely not. Like I say, we've known that that climate change has been changing things within our weather for many, many years. And potentially we have had more rain this year than previous springs and summers. But not so much more that they've not been able to invest in infrastructure. They've had enough time to do it. They've had our money already.
They're also in debt. I mean, they're in trouble, Thames Water, let's be fair. What would you like to see happen?
Ideally, we would love for it to become public again and for it to be run for us, by us. Obviously, the catch-22 is that we will end up paying for it either way.
The regulator's due to decide next week how much Thames Water can increase bills by. A family have been left homeless after a fire near Sandwich. Crews were called to the bungalow in Ash on Sunday morning. No one was injured, but the property has been badly damaged and Christmas presents destroyed. Kent campaigners have been able to save three open spaces from development by turning them into village greens. The status was granted for the sites in Tunbridge, Herne Bay and Canterbury after residents were able to prove they'd been used for recreational purposes for at least 20 years. It's been described as a victory for the people. Now, this is one of our most read stories on the website today. A frustrated Sainsbury's customer in Ashford says she was made to feel like a criminal after her online shopping account was unexpectedly blocked. Carol James, who's had a knee replacement and can no longer shop in store, was told her account had been flagged because of a payment issue and she was denied deliveries for weeks. Well, she's had to swap to a different store and that's increased her weekly bill. Following a review, Sainsbury's have apologised and given her £100 towards her next shop. Bosses in Thanet have revealed plans to spend nearly £40 million on housing so they can stop sending families to other parts of the county. The council currently have 303 placements, more than half of those are outside Thanet and some are as far away as Medway. They're hoping to buy 170 properties. A decision will be made next week.
Kent Online reports.
Now, it's been confirmed extra events will be happening in Rochester this weekend after the Dickensian Christmas Festival had to be cancelled. The council called it off ahead of Storm Dara battering the county. Well, some Dickens characters will be there this weekend instead. An artisan and farmer's market will take place in the Blue Boar car park and there'll be street performers too. Our colleagues at KMTV chatted to Paul Blakeborough, who runs Get Ready Comics in the High Street, after the initial festival was called off.
This is probably our busiest time of the year. Gift lines are huge for us. We get a lot of customers that are buying Christmas presents and generally the buy one, get one for myself type customers. We have a lot of stock coming through that's both seasonal and just general stock rolling through.
Okay. And now, as we both know, the Dickens Festival was meant to come to pass this weekend. Fortunately, it did not.
Yeah.
What sort of prep had you done in anticipation of that?
So in terms of preparation, we'd prepared a lot of stock. We were anticipating an extremely busy weekend. We've moved location recently. So we've invested quite heavily in this wonderful building that we're in now and hope to be here long term. But we spent a lot of money to get here. And, you know, we weren't guaranteed it was going to happen, but we were hoping that this weekend would really pay some of the costs that we've had in the last couple of weeks.
When that festival first was cancelled, yeah, when you sort of saw that, what was your initial reaction to that?
I gutted. You just feel gutted and deflated because there really isn't anything you can do about it. It's completely out of your control. But I also felt a lot of sympathy for the food and hospitality businesses down here that had a lot of money invested in stock. I mean, we had money invested in stock. We'll eventually sell through that stock, I think. But down here with the hospitality businesses, food and drink, they buy stock in that's perishable. So they lost probably a lot more than we would have. We just didn't get the extra trade that we would be hoping for.
Early rumblings of trying to, you know, redo the Dickens Festival this upcoming weekend. Mm-hmm. Perhaps not with all the same spectacle that we would have before, but still something going on. What would that mean to you as a business owner?
Yeah, I think the council and the events team are doing a great job to bring something extra to next weekend on what would normally be just a Christmas market weekend. So something extra would significantly help in terms of footfall, in terms of traffic and visitors to the high street. That would be massive. And, you know, I know a lot of work is going into that and we are very appreciative of the work that's going in. Generally, the information that we get is good for us to understand what's going on in Rochester. You know, the Summer Dickens Festival being cancelled in favour of the Dickens Festival Christmas year. We're very unfortunate that this festival has been cancelled and it was weather, force majeure. There's nothing you can do about it. They made the decision for the right choice, the right reasons to protect people and everyone's safety in the high street. Turned out not to be as bad as what everyone was anticipating. But at the end of the day, the decision had to be made because it could have gone the other way.
It's also the final weekend of the Christmas market in the Rochester Castle Gardens. Now, it's thought building work on Kent's largest housing project could get underway next year. Plans for Otterpool Park on the former Folkestone Racecourse were approved in April last year. The council's now due to enter into an agreement with Homes England, which should kickstart the project. Elsewhere, plans to open a car wash next to a primary and preschool in Maidstone have been scrapped following complaints from neighbours. More than 40 people objected to the proposals on Sittingbourne Road. They had fears over the use of chemicals and fumes close to the school and the added traffic at drop-off and pick-up times. And a school in Ashford is going to have to close early today because of a critical issue with its water supply. Towers School has a problem with its tank, which means by 2 p.m. they only had limited toilet facilities. They say they're working with South East Water to find a solution.
Kent Online News.
Now, Kent Animal Parks raised enough money to build a new enclosure for lions rescued from war-torn Ukraine. The five lions have already been moved out of the country and will eventually come to the Big Cat Sanctuary in Smarden. They've posted a video thanking their supporters.
Because of your generosity and unwavering support, we have accomplished something truly extraordinary. Rescuing five lions, Yuna, Rory, Vanda, Amani and Lyra from Ukraine and building them their forever home, the Lion Rescue Centre here at the Big Cat Sanctuary in Kent, UK. Lions Rory, Vanda and sisters Amani and Lyra are currently at our partners in Belgium, Paradeza, Plankendale and Nature Help Centre, and they'll be joining Yuna here at the sanctuary in the next couple of months once the Lion Rescue Centre is finished. Nearly there. So from all of us, including Yuna, Vanda, Rory, Amani and Lyra, thank you.
£500,000 has been donated to the Big Cats in Crisis campaign, and that rescue centre you heard about there is due to be finished in January. Follow Kent Online on socials today to see inside the unique Dungeness house that's being sold by Ed Sheeran's neighbours. It's on a private estate where the singer also has a property and has been valued at almost £1 million. Kent's Mr. Dougal has unveiled his latest artwork in Ashford. The mural is 203 metres long and painted along hoardings opposite the railway station. That's one of the busiest junctions in the town centre. It could be one of the longest artworks in the world. And finally, charities have been telling us exactly what it means to receive some of the thousands of toys that you donated to the Give a Gift appeal on our sister radio station KMFM. The team are out and about this week delivering presents to organisations supporting young people. Let's hear from some of the amazing groups who are receiving them.
I'm Rachel Hudson and I'm the CEO and founder, and we're Child's Vision supporting children that have been affected by domestic abuse. Some children have fled domestic abuse and they don't have any toys at all. So literally even one of these amazing toys, they would be so grateful, and their faces, it's so lovely to see them. Especially with Christmas coming up, some children obviously are not going to get anything. So to be able to give those children a little bag of toys, it's just amazing that they... Really, honestly, the parents as well, they're just so grateful. I'd like to say a really big thank you on behalf of us and all the other charities that have benefited. I don't think people realise just how much these toys will be appreciated and really just what it is going to mean to these children. It's amazing, and without the listeners and yourselves, it wouldn't be possible. So thank you so much.
My name's Tracy Perrow. We're at Homestart Dover District and I'm the manager of Homestart. I would like to say a big thank you to all your listeners that have come forward and given to you. And I'd also like to say thank you to your staff that have gone out to Smith's and given up their time to select all these presents, because it's not an easy job. But this is a wonderful variety of presents that we can give to all our young children at our Christmas parties. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Hi, I'm Sam O'Connor. I'm the CEO of Homestart Shepway. As an organisation, a registered charity and voluntary organisation, we support parents with children under 8, and I can't even begin to tell you how much these will be appreciated. These toys are absolutely amazing. And we will do packages up for all of our families so that everybody will have access to a real treat this Christmas. I think these toys have a massive impact. You know, there's many children out there who don't have access to new toys and gifts, so it will make a real difference. The people who donate, we can't thank you enough. It is so important as a charity that we can provide these services, whether it be toy packages, care packages, food packages, all have a massive impact, especially this time of year, and especially with the cost of living crisis at the moment. People are really struggling and finding it hard out there. So if we can make a difference, that's really good.
Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.